Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Gia. Good morning, Brother Sak.
Good morning, my brother.
just don't so... little closer. Good morning, Brother Sak, once again, and thanks be to God that God really this whole week, yes, God protected us and has blessed us. So, Brother Sak, before we proceed, I ask you please for our opening prayer.
Amen. Lord God, you who look after us, yes, you who care over us, we recognize that you give us places of refuge, of safety. And even today, as we look at the whole sense of what the difference it makes leaning on you, and we see that there's gain and contentment as we lean on you. Today, thank you for a good day. Thank you for this message that Roland has prepared,
yes, Lord,
that it might come clearly and be understood by each one. Amen.
Amen. Brother Sachs, the same as usual, because I have some friends, they were celebrating their birthdays, so belated. Brother James Diaz, dyan sa Waikato, Brad. Hindi lang ako nag-comments doon sa timeline mo. Meron naman akong programa, so I greet you here, belated happy birthday. God bless you and all your loved ones. More birthdays to celebrate with good health. Brother James Jans Waikato. And also, Brother Sir Robert McNeil. He is the CEO of Animal Justice Party. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Yes. He is also my friends.
Yes.
So I am with their crusades because me also. I am an animal lover. I don't like cruelty towards the animals. If you read the Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10, the righteous man care and have compassion their animals. But the tender mercies of the wicked is cruel. Proverbs 12:10. So let me to continue.
Yeah.
Because
just a little point there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
In the law, the only place, you know, where the law declares a rest for animals.
Yeah.
Is in the day of rest that God declares. He says, yeah, animals included.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So the animals is not excluded, included, yeah, even the law of, yeah, rest. Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, Brother James, belated happy birthday, and Sir Robert McNeil, the CEO of Animal Justice Party. The problem is because this is not plain English, but you can, Brother James can understand, but Sir, Brother McNeil, so only a little English words. So happy birthday to all of you.
Yes.
So this song is for you and those who are not as mentioned here, but you are still. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Happy birthday, belated happy birthday, advance happy birthday if you are celebrating this day. Happy birthday to you. So, sa inyo itong lahat, mga kaibigan, pakinggan muna natin ito para sa ating mga kaibigan nagdiwang sa kanilang karawan. Happy birthday, mahal, by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na. So once again, belated happy birthday, Brother James Diaz and Sir Robert McNeil, CEO of Animal Justice Party. So Brother Zach, so once again, let us play for our gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
So our gospel song, excuse me. Still working. So our gospel song, Brother Zach, it's good we listen because one time I was not able to play this. He touched me. So it's good. This is our gospel song, He Touched Me. So let us listen, brothers and sisters who are watching this live broadcast. Okay, here we go.
Shame. floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole. I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me.
Thank you, Lord. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, sa ating gospel song, He Touched Me. So, Brother Zach, we proceed and I ask you to read our main text from Proverbs
16, verse 8.
Yes.
So, the simple text is, better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. So we're going to speak around this. And you're going to read it in Tagalog?
Yeah. Proverbs 16, 8. Yeah. Maigi ang kaunti na may katwiran kaysa malalaking pakinabang na walang kaganapan. Okay, Brother Zach, I want you to expound about that verse.
So, you think about that, you know, righteousness instead of lots of gain with injustice. And of course, we don't want injustice, but there's lots of things that God says, eh? The first one is, you know, He says it's better to give than to receive. And it is actually a good thing to receive too, but it's better to give. And in the mix of that, as we respond to God, you find that God says, look, God looks for obedience, not sacrifice. And so He wants our generosity, you know, not our good attitude or anything. And you know, one of the funny scriptures that we had that came was that it said it is harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than a camel to come through the eye of the needle. And the disciples said, well, then who can be saved then? And they said, what is impossible for man is possible with God.
Amen.
And there's a stepping stone there, isn't it? So when you're really rich, you don't really need to trust in God somehow, do you? But the reality is, we all need to trust God. We all need to lean on Him. And therefore, this whole sense that it is better to have a little with righteousness. And, you know, God provides anyway, doesn't he? He always provides. Therefore, it doesn't matter if I have a little or a lot. If I lean on him, it makes no difference at all.
Yeah. But there's several Sundays that I was discussing this this verse, because there are some, even not all, even some Christians, and even in the Old Testament,
yes.
If you remember Balaam.
Excuse me for a while.
Getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
So to be mean.
these two prophets in the Bible, so we can compare which of them who was really follow and love God.
Yes.
The God whom they serve. Mm. So, I was a overseas Filipino worker.
Yes.
And my visa here, working visa, and thanks be to God that I was able to avail the offer of the immigration.
Yes.
Those who have 3 years,
yes.
And the salary inside the bracket, so I was able to avail the one-off residency. So now I am permanent resident.
Yes.
So, but the process, the first step was a residence visa, and after 2 years, so if you want to stay here in New Zealand, so you can apply permanent visa. So, as first step before that residence visa, so the visa that I had at the time, 2017, working visa.
Mm-hmm.
But we need agency to process our papers.
Yes, yes.
And that agency registered one of our institution in the Philippines, POEA, yes. Philippine Overseas Employment, Philippine Overseas Employment Agencies.
Yes.
So, do you know the agreement between the New Zealand and the Philippines? There's no placement fee. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
But the problem is the agencies of the Philippines, they violated. They asked a big amount of money. The workers who was qualified to come here in New Zealand.
Like to know you better, Lord.
There's no placement fee. And do you know, some of the agencies ask you, go to the notary and ask them, how do we call, I forgot the term, affidavit.
Yeah, yeah.
That there's no placement fee. So you, they ask you money, a big amount of money, and ask you to go to the to the lawyer and ask for notary, affidavit of no placement fee.
Yeah. Oh. But isn't that classic that, you know, we see that same thing, like with Balaam in the Bible, being paid to try and curse the people of God.
Yeah. So,
and people take advantage of every mischief going on to try and make money. And with God, it's really different. Because God is always generous. God is always looking after his children. And of course, this scripture relates to that.
Yeah, you have mentioned that the rich, very hard for them to enter the kingdom of God and compare the needle.
Yeah.
But that needle is not literal, because there are there is a hole like a gate or an arc. Only the camel, if you will ride on the back of the camel, so you cannot be only the camel, because the height of the arc, the same height of the camel. So if there is human would ride on the camel, so how he cannot enter, only the camel.
Yeah, and I think it was twofold. One was the other part was that if he had goods on top of the camel, they had to take them off. And of course, if you were sneaking weapons into Jerusalem, then you couldn't do that, because you had to take it all off, and the guards could check it. And so it was a protection system for the
city. Yeah, yeah. So that's why we Christian, we must absorb and really understand what is all about 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got it right there.
So, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
As what I have said to you, that we Filipino, we came here. Some of us from, some of us, I let you to read, and I will read it.
So if I go from verse 9, but those who want to get rich fall into temptation and snare, and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
Yes. So
9 and 10.
9 and 10. So I read this. Natapwat ang mga nagsisipa na sang yumaman ay nangahuhulog sa tukso at silo at sa maraming mga pitang hangal na kasasama na siyang nalulubog sa mga tao sa kapamakan at kamatayan. Sapagkat ang pag-ibig sa salapi at ugat ng lahat ng uri ng kasamaan na sa pagnanasa ng iba ay nangasinsay sa pananalampalataya at tinuhog ang kanilang sarili ng maraming mga kalumbayan. Yes?
Exactly. You want to read verse 6 also?
Yes, 6.
Because that really reflects this
Okay.
Where we started in Proverbs.
Okay,
verse 6.
Do you have
1 Timothy 6:6?
Read in English first, and I will.
Okay. So relating to this, better is a little with righteousness. Here's verse 1 Timothy 6, verse 6.
Yes.
And it says, but godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment.
Amen.
Yeah, beautiful.
Natapwat ang kabanalan na may kasiyahan ay malaking kapakinabang. Amen. And we add also the Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. So do you have this? So I want you to please to read, and read in English first, and then I will read it in Tagalog.
Okay, make sure, that's Hebrews 13, verse 5, make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. And that's the truth of it. I've never, as a believer, I've never run short.
Amen.
Sometimes I have had very little, but I've never run short.
Okay,
That's my testimony.
Yeah, I will read it in Tagalog.
Yeah.
Mangilag kayo sa pag-ibig sa salapi. Magagkasiya kayo sa inyong tinatangkilik sapagkat siya rin ang nagsabi, sa anumang paraan ay hindi kita papagkukulangin, sa anumang paraan na hindi kita pababayan.
I would like to back what I had said.
Hmm? The agency, they receive, if the employer here in New Zealand and they hire a skilled worker, so there is a fixed amount that they must or they should pay to the agency.
Yeah.
For example, me, they receive, it's employees has a fixed price, how much? So the agencies ask, so the employer, because they are rich, they have a lot of money, even they will hire 50 skilled workers so they can afford to pay.
Yeah.
I have no idea how much each they receive from the employer, the agencies. But do you know? Even I don't have idea. But they ask the applicant who will deploy it here in New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you know? There was agency, the name Sacred Heart. When I was heard that name of agency, because there was negative comments against that agency,
They
asked Philippine money $300,000.
Yeah.
But that money, they went to the different institution, different bank,
yes,
to make a loan. So that $300, the interest, will become, the $300 will become $500, so $500,000 in Philippine money.
Yeah, exactly. So what's God saying to us then? It's a bit like, you know, there was a couple in Acts who, they ended up selling a house, and they got a lot of money for it. And then they said, oh, and just like Barnabas had done, he had sold a house and given everything to God. And these guys, they said, I think we'll hang on to some. We won't tell the truth about it. So, you know, our house was, you know, was sold for 100,000 shekels.
Oh,
it would be, wouldn't it? And they gave 70 and they kept 30. But they didn't tell the truth.
Oh.
And, you know, the Holy Spirit got so upset that they died.
So that was,
you know, and what was he saying? Come on, guys, just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Without the truth sets you free. But lies put you in a prison. Aye. And there's the challenge of so much of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Better a little with righteousness.
So, Brother Shaq, really, if even we are Christian, if we are careless and don't be careful, First Timothy 16, the love of money is the root of all evil. So we are the workers. We are not rich, but they ask money how many times from the employer.
But the truth is that for each one of us, we have this challenge that one of the things God wants, he says, when you give, he wants you to give generously and joyfully. Now, and I say that if you don't want to give generously and joyfully, don't give, because you only get the reward if you give.